Before we talk about the latest developments with Putin and others getting on the phone to world leaders over the weekend and saying they had credible intel that Ukraine, backed by NATO groups, is set to detonate a dirty bomb, not a tactical nuke, not a nuclear detonation of any type, but a classic radiological bomb where you have a bunch of radiological pieces or parts jacketed with explosives, and that basically makes a large area where it's dispersed, extremely radioactive, similar to when a nuclear reactor melts down. Now, let's start walking through the pieces here. After the Russians came out and warned of that, Zelensky, the dictator now of Ukraine, came out and said, oh, that's ridiculous. It's the Russians that are about to do this. We're not going to stage any false flags. Now, remember, our corporate media has tried to blame Russia for the pipeline explosion, and they even tried to claim Russia was behind the bridge as a false flag. But Ukraine couldn't contain themselves and brag that they'd done it with British intelligence, MI6. So these are all massive escalations, all massive upping the ante. World War III. David Petraeus says U.S. may lead multinational force against Russia in Ukraine. He goes on to say the force is ready and prepared, but it won't be NATO, just NATO-backed and commanded. That is NATO in direct war in Europe with the Russians. It's Monday, October 24th, 2022, on this Monday edition. Thank you for joining us. I come to the viewers and listeners of this broadcast with extremely grave news. I've looked at all the different angles, played through the different scenarios, and analyzed globalist propaganda in Ukraine going back more than 8 years. In fact, longer than that. It was in Zbigniew Brzezinski's plan, written in the 1970s, to bring down the Soviet Union with a pincer attack by fomenting a rebellion in Afghanistan and also one in Ukraine. Well, decades later, they actually launched the attack in Ukraine, overthrowing the elected government. Whether you're for the Russians or against the Russians, doesn't even matter at this point. Mainline political analysts like Zbigniew Brzezinski's counterpart, Henry Kissinger, and the Pope, and many others, like Benjamin Netanyahu, of all people, have gone on the news and said this needs to de-escalate, this needs to stop now, because it is going to lead to tactical nuclear weapons, and that will probably lead to the use of theater weapons. So when you look at all the different angles surrounding what's currently unfolding in this escalation, I have said many times, and remember, I predicted back in October of last year the Russians would invade by February, that they would use a dirty bomb, false flag attack, that is the globalist NATO, the Ukrainians, as a pretext to bring NATO fully in to the conflict. Now U.S. troops have been massing on the border with Ukraine, and they've been training with a multinational force that they're not calling NATO, but is a NATO force. And General Petraeus and other key globalists have been making the rounds on international television and in print, saying that if the Russians engage in any radiological dirty bombs or chemical attacks, that's a red line, and the U.S. troops, army forces, the Rangers, will then go in directly against the Russians. Petraeus went on to say that, I had a Freudian slip calling him Petraeus. Petraeus went on to say, the full interviews and articles are on Infowars.com. Read it and see it for yourself. That this would then escalate the war and would finally defeat Russia. And that even if the U.S. doesn't fully come into the war publicly, Russia is still going to lose. But that he predicts that Russia is going to escalate themselves. So the globalists need a false flag. They need a pretext to openly bring NATO under another name, a, quote, multinational force, in to directly engage in war with the Russians. Now, already U.S. troops and advisors and mercenaries have been there for 8 years. Already, there are special forces troops that have been sheet-dipped into the Ukrainian military, leading and coordinating the attacks. We are in a de facto war with Russia right now, and we've definitely sleepwalked into it, because even though over 80% of Americans in major polls are against the war, they still, on average, don't see the war as the number one issue. They see inflation, they see crime, they see open borders as the number one issue. And those are certainly bad things being run by the very same WEF and the globalist Great Reset agenda. But when you pull back and you understand that the New World Order needs a major global crisis on top of the COVID crisis as a smokescreen for their Great Reset and the establishment of this world ID, new digital global central bank currency, then it all falls into place. Why would they inject billions of people with a poison shot? Why would they have already killed tens of millions? Why would they be shutting off the economy and shutting off the pipelines and shutting off oil drilling? Because it's all part of bringing down civilization. We have to understand they've gone from the test phase of this to the operational phase of this, and that's why we're in so much danger. Now, when we come back, I'm going to explain the rest of the different pieces of evidence we have and break down and predict where this is going. But there's also a good chance for us to stop it if we understand the larger program and raise the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. We'll be right back on the other side of this live Monday broadcast. Owen Schroyer, a string of amazing guests, your calls and more is coming up. Remember, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. We are InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this live Monday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, bringing you very, very solemn, very, very serious news. We've been warning in the last 8 years that the globalists were planning a NATO-backed war in Ukraine against Russia. And now, after the overthrow of the government 8 years ago and the escalation of the conflict, the Russians invaded, as we all know, in February. And we predicted in October of last year that would happen by the end of February from our research and intel. And unfortunately, I've got even worse news for you right now. There's a lot of different factors that go into it, so I'll try to lay them out here and then give you my analysis. And unfortunately, my analysis is about 90% at this point that there's going to be full-on public war with Russia and at least a tactical nuclear war in Europe. And I know that that's the unthinkable, but the reason we know that that's where they're going is the globalists need a smokescreen for the collapse of the world financial system and on its ashes to roll out these central bank programmable digital currencies, which, again, are not Bitcoin, they're the opposite, that are centralized and controlled, and then they can program how you can use them, where, and when. Now, let's go back before we talk about the latest developments with Putin and others getting on the phone to world leaders over the weekend and saying they had credible intel that Ukraine, backed by NATO groups, is set to detonate a dirty bomb, not a tactical nuke, not a nuclear detonation of any type, but a classic radiological bomb where you have a bunch of radiological pieces or parts jacketed with explosives, and that basically makes a large area where it's dispersed, extremely radioactive, similar to when a nuclear reactor melts down. Now, let's start walking through the pieces here. After the Russians came out and warned of that, Zelensky, the dictator now of Ukraine, came out and said, oh, that's ridiculous. It's the Russians that are about to do this. We're not going to stage any false flags. Now, remember, our corporate media has tried to blame Russia for the pipeline explosion, and they even tried to claim Russia was behind the bridge as a false flag. But Ukraine couldn't contain themselves and brag that they'd done it with British intelligence, MI6. So these are all massive escalations, all massive upping the ante. Now we have General Petraeus and a bunch of other globalists all over the news. The articles are on Infowars.com saying that there is a multinational group of troops training right now in Poland and in Germany and in other areas made up of Army Special Operations, Army Rangers, and others that are preparing to lead a major push into the east of Ukraine in a direct conflict with Russian forces. And Petraeus went on to say that all they need is some type of provocation, like a chemical or radiological attack, not just a tactical nuclear weapon. So they are telegraphing to the world that these are the red lines. Just like they said, if Assad used chemical weapons in Syria, that the U.S. would come into the war openly. Well, then we know, because the videos came out, it was confirmed that UN-funded jihadi groups were the ones that launched more than 10 chemical attacks over several years of the Syrian war in an attempt, in a false flag, to frame the Assad regime as a pretext to, again, publicly bring not just the U.S., but Israel and NATO into that war. Notice that the controlled Western corporate media always criticizes anybody that talks about false flags as if they don't exist. But then on the eve of the Russian invasion in February, the CIA spokesperson at the State Department gave a speech and then was questioned by reporters where he said the Russians are planning false flags, car bombings, and the like as a pretext, as their cover to invade Ukraine. And indeed, there is some evidence that the Russians did indeed set off some car bombs and things as a pretext to say that Russian-held areas were being attacked, and so they had to bring their main military in. The point is, these things do go on. And so now you have the Russians saying that we don't want an escalation, and NATO wants to fully and publicly come in under the guise of this multinational force that Petraeus and others admit is training, is massing, and is preparing. Well, then, do we believe Putin or do we believe NATO about who may stage this provocation? Well, who stands to gain? Who has a motive to bring this multinational force in right when the Russians are trying to mobilize and push back the already covert NATO-commanded system with Ukrainian troops, contractors, and others? So obviously, who stands to gain is NATO, is the globalist. And they're the ones already putting out the red lines that there is any type of radiological or biological or, you know, chemical attack, that they will have the pretext to then have open war with Russia. We're already in a de facto war. So the globalists have the history, they have the motives, they have the background of doing things like this, and that makes them the prime suspects, just like with the destruction of the pipeline or the bridge, not the Russians. These are just facts. So we have to now pull back and ask, why would the multinational combine, the New World Order, the Davos Group, allied with Communist China, why would they launch this war to begin with? Why would they escalate the war? Why would they put over 100 billion U.S. dollars and over 20 billion euros alone into this proxy war with Russia that is now an admitted open war with the West, with U.S. troops already dying, embedded inside Ukrainian forces? Because we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in beta anymore. We are in operational mode of the Great Reset and the Build Back Better program. Now, I talked about this last 20, I guess it's 30 months or more. It's longer than that now, hard to believe so much time has flown since early 2020. I said, when they give people these shots and when it causes heart attacks and blood clots and death, we know it's going to do that from our own documents. They're going to need some giant crisis so big, so horrible, so out of control in the future that as those deaths mount around the world from the shots, we are already in a massive war or a massive cyber attack that makes the power go off for several months. Or I said a new virus they'll release that's so bad they can then blame it on the people dying from the poison shot. But I knew that you don't pull off something like this, mass sterilization, mass heart attacks, massive cancer, massive blood clots. You don't pull off something like this, now confirmed, without having an even bigger, more deadly crisis in the wings that will make you forget about the last thing they did to you. The way to kill a story is with a bigger story. So that's exactly what they're doing now, and it helps their entire agenda to smokescreen the world collapse, the energy prices exploding, the planetary inflation by blaming Russia and claiming that that's the reason the energy prices have gone up. And we've seen them already do this, so we know they're carrying out this game plan, and that's why it's so easy to predict what they're gonna do next. So here's the bottom line. We are at war with Russia. The globalists that control our country are at war with us. They're dissolving our borders, dissolving the police, crimes exploding, suicide, everything else. And they are directing the collapse of the third world through the lockdowns that ended a few months ago. They're directing a world crisis where the industrial carrying capacity of the planetary system collapses, causing mass starvation, death in the third world, explosive crime and poverty in the United States and Europe. And again, out of that, the New World Order technocrats will pose as the saviors, offering the solution, these new global digital currencies with universal basic income that, of course, have the social credit score and the carbon tax. And it's all being rolled out. It's not my opinion now. What is the solution? What is the answer to counter this? I'll talk about solutions when we come back on the other side of the break and the Nolan Schroyer will take over. But please, whatever you do today, spread the word about this broadcast, share this analysis once it's posted to Bandai Video, because if more and more of the political system wakes up to what's happening, we won't sleepwalk into destruction. It's a very small group of globalists at the top that are orchestrating all of this. Most people in the political and corporate system are unaware. It's our job to wake them up. We'll be right back. World War III. David Petraeus says U.S. may lead multinational force against Russia in Ukraine. He goes on to say the force is ready and prepared, but it won't be NATO, just NATO-backed and commanded. That is NATO in direct war in Europe with the Russians. So what are the solutions to stop this for all the great listeners of the Alex Jones Show today? Call Congress. Call talk show hosts. Call university heads. March in the streets. Protest. Demonstrate. Go confront right-wing and left-wing warmongering politicians like AOC and Ted Cruz and others that are leading us to the brink of World War III, nuclear Armageddon. Pray to God for justice in a worldwide awakening. And engage in information warfare using articles and videos from InfoWars.com that detail all this, that predicted all this, to get it out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, perfect strangers, and explain to them that this war is the smokescreen to bring in world government and a mark of the beast, cashless society that is already here. That's it. Explain to people this is a lot bigger than just a regional war in Europe. This could end civilization as we know it, but regardless, is being used as the cover for the engineered financial collapse. The globalists have built this giant Ponzi scheme. They've bought up almost all the resources. They've doubled and tripled their wealth the last 5 years by running these scams. And I said over and over again, they're going to use the virus and then the poison shot rollout to destabilize and break down society, and then use an even bigger crisis like war and financial collapse and cyber attacks and power outages as the smokescreen for the last leg of their attack. And then what's the third leg? We've already gone through the first, the virus and the deadly shot. Now we're going into the war and the energy crisis. And what is the third leg? energy crises accelerating, power outages, cyber attacks, race war, giant third world caravans, 10, 20, 30, 100 times bigger than the 3, 5, 10, 15, 20,000 person caravans we've seen. Caravans of millions completely flooding the Western world and bringing us to our knees, with the UN overseeing it as the supposed saviors. I saw a video over the weekend of the world UN food chief saying, we need tens of billions of dollars. We've got hundreds of millions starving to death right now because of COVID. No, it was because of the lockdowns that they implemented, that they carried out. Just like we now see Jake Tapper on CNN saying, it's terrible that we made kids wear masks and didn't let them go to school. We hurt them mentally and it didn't protect them. It's wrong. The very people that launched all this think that you don't have any memory, think that you're stupid. And now they're coming back like the saviors, agreeing with you because the general public is awake and realizing who they are. That's why I've said hundreds of times, the key to understanding the globalist is having a long-term memory and remembering what they said one year versus the next, and how they play the good cop and the bad cop, sometimes the very same individuals that are engineering the crisis. Here's an example. They tell you, oh, man-made global warming made the Wuhan virus, not a lab. Oh, man-made global warming is the reason there's wars. Man-made global warming is the reason the third world's collapsing. When in every case, it's been their policies that caused that. We've got to reach out to the people, not just of America, but the people of the world, and break down that this is a crisis of biblical proportions as the smokescreen to bring down civilization as we know it and build on its ashes the globalist technocracy. Finally, before Owen Schroyer takes over, I want to thank the listeners for their outpouring of support. I want to thank all of the conservative and populist and nationalist media for their unprecedented defense of InfoWars and the serious, serious fight we're in. And I want the listeners to understand the reason you now see these Democrat Party ambulance chasers calling for $2,750,000,000 from this court is because they want to demoralize you and break your will and have numbers so big and so crazy, it makes you think there's no way InfoWars can stay on the air. What you're witnessing is the exact same thing that we see in fiction in Wizard of the Oz. In the Wizard of Oz, you see the big screen and the big curtain and the big floating head screaming and yelling and trying to scare people and be all powerful, when really it's a little man behind the curtain. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to be on air. We have a program to stay on air through Chapter 5 bankruptcy that will allow us to continue on indefinitely. We have at least 2 years of appeal on these cases as well. That's why they want you to think we're being shut down tomorrow, so you give up and stop supporting the broadcast. Now more than ever, realize InfoWars is the tip of the spear. That's why enemies of freedom hate it. And that's why you should be sharing the articles and the videos and the reports from Band.Video and InfoWars.com. That's why you should be sharing the live show feed with Owen Schroyer coming up and all the big guests he's got, because that's what the enemy fears is the truth. The truth is we have power. The truth is the general public wants freedom. The truth is there's a global awakening, and the truth is the globalists are scared. So it's all a smokescreen. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all the Wizard of Oz writ large as a dying, corrupt establishment attempts to start World War III as a pretext to stay in power. No, their attempt to start World War III will not be our undoing. It will be their undoing. So please take advantage of the biggest sale of the year that has to end in just a few days at InfoWarsStore.com, the Save InfoWars Mega 1776 sale, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. Whether it's DNA Force Plus, or X3, or Vitamin Mineral Fusion, or so many other great, amazing supplements that are 40 to 50% off, when you add 1776 at checkout, an additional 10% off, and that gets you great products that empower your life, empower your immune system, with the fall and winter coming up, more important than ever, and keeps this broadcast on air. Get a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World as a fundraiser, or get the unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. Go to 1776coin.com and get $30 off the Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, which again is a fundraiser. I thank you for your support with the promo 1776. But whatever you do, realize that the enemy understands you have power, and the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer. I'll have more reports coming up today. God bless, my friends. Now's the time to be praying. Now's the time to be engaged. Now's the time to be exposed to the new order like never before, because the public of the planet's minds are ready for the truth. God bless and good luck.
The press is reporting on a major run on iodine. Iodine of any type, the medical, potassium iodide, deep earth crystal iodine, atomic iodine, you name it, people are buying it off the shelves all over the world because of the threat of nuclear war with Russia and the Ukraine situation with NATO and the United States in a proxy war with Vladimir Putin. I'm not promoting X3 as some panacea that protects you from nuclear war. In fact, if there is a hydrogen bomb attack or an atomic bomb attack, it only protects you from some of the fallout, a few of the isotopes. The answer to stopping nuclear war is peace and speaking out. That's what we need. And former President Trump's been talking a lot about that. The reason I promote high-quality iodine is for what it does to your immune system, what it does for your cells, what it does for your energy, your stamina, your libido. We have the very best iodine out there with all three types of the very best in tri-iodine X3. And despite the fact there's a run on iodine happening right now, we're offering it at 50% off until it sells out. It's been sold out for many months. It's finally back in stock. X3 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Look, it's not just that iodine can block some radioactive isotopes. That's not what we sell it. What it does block is the bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, bromine, bromide, and a bunch of other bad halogens. It's the good halogen associated with higher IQ, mental clarity, against stamina, libido, you name it. And X3 is back in stock at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a true 360 win. Fund the InfoWar at this critical time, keep us on air, and experience the power of X3. Now look, an aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Coffee kicks in 30 minutes. This takes 2 weeks to kick in. Take two drops every morning and experience the power of X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.